This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I'm Katie McCowan, and I'm so glad that you are here with us today. I am excited about what we're going to talk about today. I have a special guest with us, Ms. Rebecca George. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hey, Katie. I'm so good. I'm so happy to be with you.
I am so excited you're here and what we're going to talk about today. Before we get into it, for those of you who are meeting Rebecca for the first time, Rebecca is the founder and visionary of Radical Radiance, a podcast community where listeners are equipped to blend what they love with the Jesus who makes them shine. She is a speaker, writer, certified career coach, and podcast interview coach whose greatest joy in life is discipling others to pursue their passions in a way that builds the kingdom. She is also a project manager for the Blythe Daniel Literary Agency, and in her free time, you can find her running outside, writing, or trying a new recipe with Garth Brooks playing in the background. And you can connect with her on Instagram at Rebecca George Author or at radicalradiance.live, and both of those will be in our show notes if you didn't have a chance to write that down or you just need to go back and visit that at another time. So Rebecca, hi and welcome again. It's so exciting to have you on the podcast.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here, Katie. This is so fun. The last time we talked was on my show. I loved having you. And so it's just a treat to be with you on yours.
I know. So exciting to have you here. And so I want to start by asking you about Radical Radiance. I love that name. But I want you to tell me, because I know that it comes from a specific verse, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
So tell me about that.
Yeah. So God and I have really kind of been on this journey for several months now. I had a podcast and a community under a different name that I started my podcast with. And as I continued having the opportunity to speak into women's lives and just hear feedback on conversations that my community loved, as you are, Katie, I'm super passionate about walking alongside women in their calling, helping them connect the gifts and talents they have to the glory of God. I'm writing a whole book about that. But the conversations that I was having on my podcast were really kind of holistically walking alongside women in their walk with Christ to help them. And that's where I stopped, right? Like, how do I actually say that well? And really, it kind of kept coming back to, I'm helping them shine for Christ. I'm helping them radiate the love of Christ in their marriage, in the way that they see their body, in the way that they pursue friendship, in the way that they pursue their calling, all those things. And so over and over again, God kept bringing me back to this verse in Psalm 34, 5. It says, those who look to him are radiant and their faces are never covered in shame. And Katie, that kept coming up in conversations I was having. It came up several times in my quiet time. And it's so sweet when the Lord will not only confirm what he's doing in us through other people, but also through his word. That happened several times. And I'm actually reading through scripture chronologically this year. And as I continued reading, I saw it everywhere. Like I'm reading through Exodus and, you know, Moses is coming down from Mount Sinai after spending 40 days in the presence of God and his face is glowing with the glory of God. So there's that. So he's radiating, you know, the glory of God. And then I get to Numbers and the Lord is giving Moses this instruction on how to care for the lamps in the tabernacle. And you know, as we know, the tabernacle in the Old Testament was the way that people would experience the presence of God, and those lamps and how they had to be cared for. That was the way in which people had light inside the place where they experienced God. And, you know, now for us, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us and we are that light to the world when we walk into, you know, our callings and into our friendships and the way that we represent Christ to the world. And so those are a couple examples of many that I just kept finding in the pages of scripture as I was reading through the Bible chronologically. And I just kept coming back to this word radiance, and it really has nothing to do with outer beauty. It has everything to do with when we look to Christ, when we look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, right? It's everywhere in scripture. We see that we radiate him in our lives. We aren't filled with shame, right? As the end of that verse says, but we're able to walk confidently into the work he has for us, into our marriages, by the power of Christ, all of those things, when we look to him. And so I kept coming back to radiance, and man, do I love a good alliteration. Mm-hmm. So I, after wordsmithing with my husband and some friends for a while, we loved the word radical, you know, meaning set apart, you know, and as we know, we are in Christ. And so that's where we kind of landed on that phrase, radical radiance. And that's the real high level version of where God and I have been with that. So,
you know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and the reason I kind of like the two words going together, radical radiance, is because I do feel like we don't often say, I am just radiating Jesus. Like, you know, yeah, like, just in the ebb and flow of everyday life. Mm-hmm. I can speak for myself and say, man, I don't know if I feel like every day I would describe myself as just radiant. It with, you know, mm-hmm. I'm radiating Jesus to my world. It just does. It's not something, it almost feels like we would be more likely to describe each day as a struggle to shine rather than, rather than an innate radiance that comes from being in the presence of Jesus, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it does feel in that sense, it feels like it can be a little bit radical. And so I want to ask you this, we're in season two on the podcast, and this season of The Best Day Ever is focused on prayer. It's what we're talking about and you know, we're just kind of covering all kinds of things about prayer. And so I'm curious, it's this beautiful picture. I mean, that verse is just beautiful. And this idea that we could have a radiance about our countenance, you know, like you said, mm-hmm. it's not an outer beauty situation. It's something that comes from the inside and is reflected on the outside. But this radiant countenance that comes from walking in the presence of the Lord and spending so much time with him, that we radiate him into our everyday situations and relationships. I'm curious if how that happens. You know, how do we move from the struggle of trying to shine to a radical radiance that just oozes out of our days? And is there a thread of prayer in there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a thread of prayer. You know, so many things come to mind as you're unpacking that in a question. And the beginning of that verse that says, those who look to him are radiant. So we have to look to him. And when we look to him and when we spend time with him, most times that is going to mean prayer, right? And so we see all across scripture just this command to be in an attitude of prayer, to always be in prayer. Now, does that mean that we, you know, spend our lives with our heads bowed and our eyes closed and, you know, what we think about when maybe we were raised in the church and we were taught to pray? No, but what that does mean is, you know, when you are finding yourself checking, you know, your kid into the first day of school and there's a long traffic line and you've got 5 minutes to spend with your kiddo before they go walk into the world, you pray with them. You ask God to meet them in the midst of their day. You make the choice to have patience in that long traffic line, right? And show the fruit of the Spirit. You know, Katie, there were so many times in 2020 that God kept reminding me of these small moments in our lives that I was missing. And what I mean by that is we were trapped in our houses, right? So there were several days where my husband would be the only person I would life on life have conversations with until I went to the grocery store, which sounds like like you're saying, this isn't striving. This isn't a crazy act of courage. This is me walking into the grocery store on a Tuesday because I need taco meat, right? And I'm checking out through the grocery line and I realize the same girl has checked me out of Kroger for weeks on end, but I don't know her name. I don't know if she knows the Lord, but I do know that all day she's been helping people find toilet paper and hand sanitizer. And I have 42 seconds to show her the heart of Jesus. Like, how can I do that and take advantage of those opportunities that seem so insignificant? But they matter just as much as, Katie, this conversation you and I are having right now, right? And so God helped me become more aware of kind of those insignificant moments and those insignificant, but very significant in the kingdom of God, opportunities to radiate the love of Christ. And really, if I could point people back to anywhere in scripture in terms of, well, okay, well, what do I do? Or how does this look like? And how it would relate to prayer is I just began praying that the fruit of the Spirit would be evident in my life. And that's a prayer that I have continued to bring myself back to. So I have them in front of me. And I'll read them for us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Like those things, that's the fruit of having been with God, right? That's the fruit of having spent time in prayer. And I hope as I continue to pursue God and I continue to, learn more about him and have a richer, stronger prayer life, that would be evident in my life for his glory. I'm reading through this book right now. It's called The Purpose of Man. It's by A.W. Tozer. And when he talks about our purpose, the way that he would define it is our purpose is to worship God and enjoy him forever. And I can't think of any better way to explain what has become a really, I don't know, mysterious word in our culture, but that really is it, to worship God and enjoy him forever. And that includes prayer, right? Like that includes spending time communing with God, not so that we can learn more about how to live a better life or what we can get out of the situation, but just to know God better. I think that's another shift that I've made in my prayers and in my time with God, is looking to scripture, not from a place of, okay, what are my 3 points and takeaways that I'm going to, take into my everyday life, but God, what do you want to teach me about who you are? And those very things are the things that transform me more into the likeness of Christ. And as a result of all of that I just said, that is how I become radiant.
Mm-hmm. I love how you took us to the beginning of the verse in Psalm 34, because what's funny is that when we read, if it's just me, when I hear Psalm 34, you gravitate to the words like radiant and won't be covered in shame. You kind of gravitate to those, but really the first part of that verse is the key to all of it. It's looking to Jesus, those who look to him. And it's just kind of an easy part to go over pretty quick, because maybe we think, well, we know that, of course it's because of Jesus. It couldn't be done without Jesus, but that's really the way to the radiance and not being covered with shame. We can't just breeze past that. And really it's like when we talked about, even at the beginning of our conversation, the contrast between radiating Jesus and then struggling to shine, the two contrasts there.
Yeah.
And I think, like you were just saying, it all comes back to, where are we looking? And and I'll tell you that, and I can't remember if I've shared this on the podcast before or not. So hopefully if I have, the listeners have forgotten it too, because I did. But one of the things in my prayer life, and you said this, Rebecca, you just said this, it's so cool, but one of the things that really helped this shift for me in my prayer life was where I began my focus, even in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because so often I was finding myself beginning my prayers with what was happening in my life, right? And with my problems. I was beginning my prayers with my problems. God, this is what's happening and I need you to fix it, or I need you to do this, or I'm worried about this. And so my prayers were beginning with my problems. And so I wasn't looking to Jesus. I was talking to Jesus, but I was looking at my problems. I was looking at my circumstances. I was looking at my situation. I was looking at that long line that was going to bubble up impatience in me, like all of those types of things. That's actually where I was looking. I was praying. I was turning to God and talking to him, but I was looking at my circumstances. And so the shift, and this is where you said, you know, we're coming to him to know him more, to just to get to know him and learn more about him. And so the shift for me happened when I began my prayers. I didn't begin with my problems. I began them with praise. I started I would still bring my requests to God. We're instructed to do that in scripture. I wouldn't not do that. But instead of starting there, I would start by looking to Jesus, looking to him, and then praising him for who he is. And so that shift of looking to him instead of looking to my problems really shifted so much more than I imagined. Because what I found that was happening is when I was beginning my prayers with my problems, I would, without realizing it, I would at times filter what I believed to be true about God through what I saw playing out in my circumstances.
That's right.
But when I began my prayers with praise, when I began my prayers with looking to him and praising him for who he is, then I began to filter what I saw happening around me through his character. And when we talk about radiating Jesus, I'm like, see, that's the place where that happens. That's the place where when we are in circumstances that might pull at our flesh, they might not just naturally produce fruits of the Spirit in us. When we are facing those, but we're filtering them through the presence of God, we're filtering them through the truth of who he is, that's when we can be radiant in spite of our circumstances. And we're not trying really hard to muster it up. It's not coming from an I'm supposed to be like this sort of a place. Mm-mm. It's just that our perspective has changed because of where we're looking. We're looking to him. We're not looking to what's happening around us, or even looking to our own selves and how we're going to figure out how to handle it. And that's such a beautiful shift that, again, we can't do on our own. And so I just love how you brought all of that together as you talk about radiating, just in that it's just, it's so opposite of kind of the typical approach. And yet I want to go back to this about when you talked about the cashier at the grocery store and what happens, because this is more than just about us. This is more than just about us going, you know, yay, I'm radiating today. I'm not like, you know, drudging through the day. There are others who are affected by this shift in our lives when we choose to pursue God and in prayer and just put our eyes on him. Things change in our lives, but they also change in the lives of others.
Yeah, that's so good, Katie. And I'm going to give a challenge to your people. And God just brought this to mind, but it was something that one of my friends did as another act of obedience, of just speaking into somebody's life. I was at a conference in August, and several fellow podcaster writer friends, several of us went to dinner one night, and one of my friends stopped our waiter as she was taking our order. And she did something so simple, but so profound. And I've never seen this done before. I can honestly say I've been walking with Jesus since I was 10 years old and I've never seen anybody do this, but she stopped and she said, "Hey, we're about to pray over our food. And listen, you don't have to stay if you don't want to, you can, if you want to, but we're about to pray over our food. And I just wondered, like, is there anything I could pray for you about?" And the waitress stopped, just tears started welling up in her eyes. And she had a family member that was sick in the hospital. And she shared about him and also shared with us that she doesn't really walk with God, but she just really, like, that really meant a lot to her that we would pray for her family member. And so she stayed and we prayed and spent some time talking to her afterwards. And we left, you know, left the restaurant. Well, a couple weeks ago, this has been, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks have passed, and she gets a DM on Instagram from this waiter who had saved the receipt of my friend to know her name and looked her up on Instagram to just update her on this family member that we had been praying for, and they had since passed away, but had just shared how much that moment had encouraged her and just, you know, wanted my friend to know that. And, you know, I just was so convicted in that time we were in that restaurant of, like, how many moments have I missed the opportunity to speak into somebody's life or pray for somebody in my life simply because I don't have my eyes on Jesus, simply because I've been too busy or too caught up in what I have going on. And it was just really sobering for me, Katie, like to watch her do that. And I have challenged myself, and I just want to challenge your listeners too, to just not miss those moments. This, again, isn't about striving. It's not about earning, like, oh, I'm going to make myself a checklist of the fruits of the Spirit. And every time I go to a restaurant, I'm going to pray for the person that waits on me. It's not about any of that, but it's just about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit that lives within us as he guides and he gives us discernment, and he is our helper, as we know that scripture tells us, and to just be more aware of those moments when we can step in and intercede or step in and give encouragement. I just have been really challenged more now than I think I have ever before in my life to be faithful in those little moments, you know?
So when, as you're talking, so many things have come to my mind, but, you know, one of the things is with Jesus and his disciples. And, you know, when Jesus was in his physical body on earth with his disciples and his disciples followed him, they literally followed him, you know, like when Jesus got up on his legs and he walked to a town, they followed him. And so following Jesus when he was in his physical body on earth meant knowing where he was, meant going where he went. Mm. And so when I think of it in that context, we have to keep looking to Jesus, keep checking in with where are you going right now? What are you doing right now? And so we keep looking to him. Like you said, it's not that we keep bowing our heads and closing our eyes, right? But we're just in our daily ins and outs. It is an awareness and kind of an alertness to keep looking to him. Mm-hmm. What are you doing now? Where are you going now? I want to go with you. I want to follow you there. And it's the other thing I think about is you mentioned Hebrews 12. I think you mentioned Hebrews 12 all the way at the beginning, and about running the race with endurance that's marked out for us. And we talked about this in another episode that we recorded, and that we do this by looking to Jesus. And the Greek word there that is translated into the phrase looking to Jesus, it implies that we have to turn our attention away from something in order to look at something else. And so this goes back to what we've already talked about, but we cannot look to Jesus when we're looking somewhere else. And I think that's what you're talking about. Yeah. You know, when we miss the opportunities, it's because we've fixed our eyes somewhere else. We've fixed our eyes on something else. Yeah. And so that's why we want to kind of keep that check in our spirit. Where am I looking? What have I fixed my eyes on? is it Jesus, so that I'm always aware of where he's moving and where he's going and what he's doing, and I can be a part of that. I can follow him in that. Or have I gotten distracted by something else? And I think that's such a, as we're talking, I feel like what we are landing on is the power of prayer to change our lives and to change other people's lives. And not necessarily in the, I prayed and asked God for this and he changed it sort of a way, like in our circumstances, which is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. And it absolutely happens. Yeah. And there's absolutely power in prayer to change things like that. But as much as in those ways, in what you, you know, refer to, Rebecca, as the small things, it's the changing me in the regular rhythms of my day to day. It's changing me. It's changing me from the struggle to try to be who I'm supposed to be for Jesus to a radiant reflector of Christ.
Yeah.
That happens when I purpose to spend time with him in prayer and look to him. And that's exciting. I'm excited over here.
It's exciting. I know. I am too. I'm like about to start jumping up and down in my office chair, Katie. And I don't know about you, but it feels so freeing to me to know and really live out everything that you're just saying. Like the fact that I don't have to dwell on what's going on in the world. Should I be aware of the craziness? Absolutely. Should I watch the news? Sure. But I don't have to be consumed by what's going on around me. There's so many promises in scripture that we don't even have time to go into, but we have the mind of Christ. There's a commandment of like taking our thoughts captive. We have a choice to do that. And when we do look to Jesus and we make that conscious choice, the byproduct of that is radiance. We don't strive for radiance, right? Like, and listen, I'm an achiever type personality. I can get caught up in some striving real easily, but it frees me to read God's word and know that, no, it's not a goal that I reach. It's not something I work towards. It is a product of a follower of Christ.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And I don't want us to finish without you sharing about, I know you have a resource to kind of help us on this journey to look to him and be radiant. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you're so kind, Katie. Thank you. So it's called the Shine Bright Journal. As I was going through this rebrand of my podcast, I knew I would have conversations like this, and I really wanted something that would be real practical, that would take women through the pages of scripture in at least the places I have found so far where I see evidence of this idea of radiance. And so it's a place where you can unpack the word, you can have space to pray, to journal, to walk through the inductive Bible study method through all of these passages, and really unpack what God does in your heart around this idea of radiance. So you can go grab that anytime you want over at radicalradiance.life.
Thank you so much. That just sounds so like such a valuable resource. And again, we'll have that link in the show notes. Rebecca, thank you so much for the blessing of this conversation. I pray, that as a listener, that you are as excited about the opportunity to look to Jesus and be radiant in your everyday life. And as you've listened today, I just pray that you feel equipped, that this can help you go live every day as your best day ever.